Let's do this! With the radio show podcast, Order of Tears radio show, with Mike the Hammer Cake Ludzinski.
Sup?
And Jordan B. Sanders, also known as Vortigern Trickle.
Hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey.
Did I say that right?
That was really gangster of you.
Yeah, I know. I'm a gangster wizard.
What up?
The word gangsta reminds me of Office Space.
That's funny. I kind of get that too.
You guys are crazy.
And printers, PC load letter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we're gonna play a few songs that we all individually enjoy.
Tunes.
And let me just say, after last week's podcast, I downloaded some Ben Kento, and I have never felt so epic walking out on my lawn.
They actually have a new CD coming out soon.
Ugh, that is so sweet.
Yeah. I read that the other day. I was like, hell yeah.
I would love to see them tour, but they're not touring the U.S., just Europe right now.
I don't know. That might be worth the trip.
Let's do it. I'm ready. So anyway, let's get this started. Who wants to go first?
Not it.
Not it.
All right, I guess that means by process of elimination that the Hammer K is clogging this first. Okay.
Well, you did go last time, so truth. You should go first this time.
Indeed.
These are truthful facsimiles. Okay. Let's see, which song do I want to do first? Okay, so this is Awakening by Nocturnal Rites.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. It's off their album New World Messiah. I've talked about Nocturnal Rites many, many times before, and they are they're one of my big inspirations as far as a lot of the things that I write. A few of the things on Flames of Destiny were very Nocturnal Rites-esque, and it's heavy power metal, so that basically means that it has the power metal vocals and the hooks and all that stuff, but it's a lot heavier sounding, more chugging guitars and stuff like that. So this is Awakening by Nocturnal Rites.
We'll be right back.
Dude, hell yeah, I like that the harmony walk down around like 4 minutes. Where it's like you think they're done, but no, they keep doing it like another half dozen times.
Yep.
That's pretty awesome.
I was gonna comment on the harmonies too. They were just super sweet. Especially on the chorus.
Yeah. The vocals are awesome. I love that kind of really, you know, in your face power metal vocals.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
That guy really nails those high notes. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. I like that slight amount of rasp that he has.
Mm-hmm.
Versus like the Dragon Force dude or ex-Dragon Force dude.
Oh, right.
It's a lot cleaner sounding, but yeah, I like how it's kind of grungy. It kind of matches the guitars chugging along.
Yeah, that was cool too, how like the verse is kind of like a breakdown.
Yeah, and I like how the drums are just like simple.
Yeah.
But still interesting.
Yeah, it's really well produced. I think that's one of the things. It just sounds like a clean song, like all together.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I've ganked a few fills from that guy, not gonna lie.
Awesome.
But yeah.
Sweet. So I will go next.
Good.
Because I'm just gonna go.
You deserve it.
Exactly. So the first one here is gonna continue my musical journey. Last week started with Living Sacrifice, and this week is kind of a band that I got into not long after them, and I got into these guys independent of Living Sacrifice, and then it turns out I found out that Living Sacrifice really wanted to be like these guys a lot, because they said so in a few interviews, and I was like, wow, that kind of makes sense that I'm into this band too. But this song is by a band called Meshuggah. The song is Future Breed Machine.
No snap.
Yeah, this is
better
first...
be some math metal, bro.
Yeah, well, dude, it's Meshuggah. What do you expect? This was the first song of theirs that I ever heard, and it's really cool. It's really hard to explain it, but you really get a sense of their style. Like, their newer stuff's a lot different. Their newer stuff's a lot more rhythmic, but they have some pretty interesting melodies going on in this, too. There's, like, a solo, and a lot of their solos are whole tone scale, so it sounds kind of weird and out of place, but it gives it a very different kind of feel. And I don't know, their lyrics are really... kind of futuristic, kind of sci-fi, and that sort of, or at least on this album they were, and that sort of kind of, I think that gives a good atmosphere for that, a good backdrop for those lyrics. So the song is called Future Breed Machine by Meshuggah.
Man, Jordan, you listened to some hard stuff when you started out.
Yeah, it's pretty rhythmic, but I don't know. I've listened to so much different stuff. It's hard for me to quantify and gauge what I would call as like heavy music anymore. Because like all I hear now is rhythm and melody. I can't. It's hard for me to really say, oh, this is really heavy or this is really, you know, hard music versus what's not. Does that make sense?
Definitely.
I don't know if I'm just desensitized or what, but
I judge it by how hard the vocals are usually.
Yeah, I could see that.
If there's no singing, I'm like, whoa, this is hard.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, you can kind of tell what he's saying in a lot of that. You know, there's a lot of bands out there where it's like, you know, who knows if that's really even what they're singing or growling or whatever.
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Yeah, do tell me about it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's fun sometimes, but like 24/7, no. Give me some contrast.
Yeah, just because you're screaming, it doesn't mean you don't have to actually speak.
Oh man, I still have to let you guys hear something off the second Living Sacrifice album. I mean, that is probably the most unintelligible I've ever heard lyrics ever. And I've heard some pretty crazy stuff. And yes, I've listened to like Cannibal Corpse and all those bands, so this is worse than that.
It would be convenient to have unintelligible screaming, because then if you forget the words, it just doesn't even matter.
It's funny that you say that, because I used to play in a band, like the band that I was in when I was like really getting into like Living Sacrifice and Meshuga. Our singer, well, screamer, I think he never really knew the lyrics. Like, he wrote them, but I don't think he ever screamed the same thing twice, so... I really think that a lot of people take advantage of that. I mean, I know that there are a lot of bands out there where, like, especially the ones that, like, write more political-type lyrics or you know, lyrics that have some sort of real intent and meaning behind them, you know, a lot of those guys really sing their lyrics. But I wonder how many do and how many just go out there and fake it.
Yeah.
Well, the lyrics to that song that we just listened to, I thought they read like poetry. I was reading through them, and I was like, wow, I'd have to really concentrate to understand what they're trying to say.
Oh, I know, and English isn't even their native language. That's the funny part. They're from Sweden.
Wow.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Like, their drummer is the one who wrote, all the lyrics for this album, and I think he writes almost all of their lyrics.
Huh.
That's pretty impressive, considering the way that the English is used in their lyrics. It's...
Oh yeah, and I mean not only that, but their diction as well. They have a very good vocabulary for you know, not native speakers.
They have a good grasp of metaphor, and I'm impressed. I did not know that English was not the native language.
So that's I really like those guys. I mean they have a couple albums where they it gets a little. Almost boring, but this album, Destroy, Erase, Improve, the one after it is called Chaosphere. Those two albums are incredible. I think Chaosphere is probably their best album of all. But their newer stuff's really good. I mean, if you really are into the whole math metal thing and, like, you know, odd time signatures and just... Well, it's a subgenre now. I don't know. You probably haven't heard this, Mike, but everybody's calling it djent. Like, D-J-E-N-T.
What?
Because of the way, like, chin, 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 the way the guitar sound. It's like, you know how I used to call metalcore stuff, like, chuggereet.
Right.
Because that's what it was. And I guess that's what they're calling that stuff now. Yeah. Put it into Google, man. You'll see all kinds of references to it. Oh. But.
Yeah,
that's all we need in that genre.
Yeah, exactly.
I really liked that that quarter note triplet breakdown deal that happened.
Oh, yeah, dude, where it was like, it was...
end-ish, like...
It had it like 16ths, and then it comes in on the yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, and that the soft stuff in the middle, I was not expecting that at all. I like the way that they handled that, like with the distorted guitar accenting all the clean stuff.
Yeah,
that was cool.
What's really cool is like that section of this song is kind of like the epitome of what they're trying to go for, because they've done that in some of their previous music. And some of the really early stuff, they have sections like that that you could tell it's like really rough, and they were just like, "Oh, this would be a cool idea," and they put it in there. But that section really has them doing that in a kind of perfected way.
Right.
But yeah, I love Meshuggah. They're a really awesome band. I mean, even the stuff that's like kind of, you know, ho hum, I still like it. I've been into them for a long time. And
is it pronounced Meshuggah?
I don't know. I hear a lot of different ones. I hear Meshuggah, Meshuggah. I mean, it's like there's a Yiddish word, but I thought it was Meshuggahna, that means crazy.
Yeah.
So I think it's I don't know if it's a corruption of that or just a misinterpretation of that or just another version of that.
My Holocaust studies teacher said Meshuggah, so.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's like a dialectical thing.
Yeah, probably.
All right.
Yep.
Next song.
Yeah, Donna, come on.
All right, man. Well, I'm going to take it.
It never ceases to blow my mind how fitting you are for this band. Like, it just...
Oh, yes. Thank goodness. So I'm going to take it way more mainstream. And my song is Alice Cooper's Feed My Frankenstein.
Yes!
And, yeah, this is, for those of you who haven't heard it out there, it's a sinfully delicious little song about lust. And I appreciate it more for the music than the lyrics, which is unusual, but actually both the songs I'm playing tonight, I appreciate more for the music than the lyrics. But I find the lyrics to be clever and entertaining in this song, and they make me laugh. Plus, Wayne's World, need I say more?
I was about to say, if you haven't heard the song, that means you haven't seen Wayne's World. That means you probably failed at life.
Yeah, absolutely. Agreed. Seriously, though, I mean, regardless of how old and ugly Alice Cooper is, he's still pretty epic. I have no doubt that he has, like, a mega share of Baby Fresh Nugs out there lining up at his concerts, like, "Hey, pick me, I'm hot."
Dude has permanent makeup. I mean, what else can you say about him?
I know. And he's like 800 years old, so.
That's awesome.
It's the definition of success. So here it is, Alice Cooper's Feed My Frankenstein.
Let me drink the wine from your throat.
That's going to be stuck in my head for the rest of the night.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta love the way that the solo starts on that. Did they just, like, throw the guitars on the ground and be like, let's see what happens?
Yeah.
And then it's a whole bunch of, let's just bend these notes as far as we can and hold it for as long as we can.
That's a guitar solo, right?
Oh, yeah.
It comes out sounding pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah. It's totally, totally produced. That's awesome, though, man. I like that song. It's masterfully written with an amazing hook, as the Hammer K has said. It's probably gonna be stuck in my head too.
Yeah.
Yeah. This from the guy who also wrote "School's Out for Summer."
This is true.
Such a contrast.
I don't know. I want to know why he has that whip, though. I mean, it looks like he's getting a little too serious with that thing in the video.
So he can whip people. Why else?
He can whip me anytime.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's heard that from many, many people over the years.
I'm hungry for love, and it's feeding time.
And I want pizza.
And to do my laundry. For those of you who do not know, the Hammer K spends his podcasting time cooking pizza and doing laundry. It just so happens to work out that every time we do that, I'm doing that. So, yeah, cool story.
And it's funny that he actually said he didn't want pizza in the lyrics.
Yeah.
Yep.
Awesome.
Next song?
Next song.
Next song. Okay. So, it's funny, Donna, that you would say that your two songs tonight are more about the music than about the lyrics. Well, my next song is kind of more about the lyrics than it is about the actual music. I was listening to Pandora, like, 2 years ago or something, and I typed in, like, progressive power metal or something like that. And Blind Guardian came on. And the song Fly came on, and when I first heard it, I was like, what in the hell? Like, I didn't really like it the first time I heard it, and I didn't think anything of it, whatever. And then it came on again the next day or something. I was like, all right, that's pretty cool. What is this? I was like, oh wait, wasn't this a song I didn't like? I was like, okay. And then it happened a couple days later. I was like, all right, I really like this freaking song. And then I had to, you know, get it and everything. But it's called Fly, and the lyric, it's all about Peter Pan. So,
nice.
Yeah, if you can imagine a band making Peter Pan sound epic, that is the thing. So this is Fly by Blind Guardian.
Down and go. It's nothing else but fantasy. One day.
Man, I love Blind Guardian.
Yeah, me too.
They're totally one of my favorite bands.
That was awesome.
Yeah,
I love the building harmonies and the vocals in the beginning, especially when they weren't actually saying words and they just kept going,
"Hi!" Yeah. My favorite line in that entire song is when he says, "For fairy's sake, you better come with me."
Yeah.
That's just awesome. Like, how did you just make that something so goofy sound so freaking epic?
They're totally like if Queen were a power metal band.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. True.
And the chorus of that song, I really like how it just has this jungle feel. And I think that's what I didn't like about it at first, but now I really think that's badass. So, yeah, I guess understanding the context of the song a little bit better, it's like, oh, that's very well written.
Yeah, they have songs about a lot of stuff. Like, they have an album about Lord of the Rings. And
no!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how do I not know these things? It's ridiculous.
Lindsay actually got me their newest live DVD recently, so I need to watch that sometime soon. That is still unopened. But man, yeah, I love Blind Guardian. They're an incredible band. Mm-hmm. Like, Donnie, you should totally listen to their stuff because, like, they're all about vocal harmonies.
I know. Yeah. This radio show is going to eat me out of house and home. Keep downloading stuff.
Yeah, they are one of the few bands that I know of that can actually pull off songs that are written in a major key.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't sound cheesy, it still sounds awesome. Epic. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome. That was an awesome song, dude.
Indeed.
I try.
Okay. So, my next pick. I'm going to hit you guys with something serious. I've actually used this before, I think, on one of my videos, but...
Oh, great.
What?
Old metal.
No. Well, this is important, because... This is more along the lines of the kind of stuff that I'm really into now, but... I got into so the band is Rain Fell Within, and I don't know if I've really come out and said this before, but they're basically my favorite band ever, like over all bands, and I don't think that any band will ever be able to top them in my heart. And it's strange because it's not like they are an extremely technically proficient band or that they have tons and tons of music. They broke up several years ago. I mean, they've been disbanded for 6 to 8 years, something like that. So they only had really one full-length album, and then they had an EP, and then they had some random demos and stuff. And it's just one of those things where, like, you know, you get to listening to something at a certain time in your life, and it means something to you emotionally, or just, you know, just it's relevant to you in your life at the time, and it kind of sticks with you. And this song's a lot like that. The whole band's like that to me, but this song in particular, this song's called Believe. And this is another song where it's like the lyrics seem extremely pertinent to me in my life, and I can relate to them very deeply. So this song, I really love the music, and I think it's a very beautiful song. But the lyrics also, to me, are very interesting and important. And I say this, and the video that I'm going to link actually doesn't have the lyrics, so I'm going to try to see if I can find the lyrics and post. We'll post that somewhere somehow. But this song is called Believe by Rain Fell Within.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's like hands down my favorite song ever. And I don't know if anything will ever be able to change that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I don't even know what to talk about.
The lyrics are so sad. I really like them.
There were so many awesome things that freaking happened in that song.
It reminds me of the stuff you've written for Ethereum, Jordan.
Oh, yeah, dude, absolutely. Exactly. That's
I really like the stuff that drummer does, where it changes from the downbeats to the upbeats with the whatever cymbal he's playing on or whatever.
Yeah, I totally stole that.
Yeah, I know. I gathered that. Yeah, I really like that stuff.
Yeah, this is really the band that got me into all the gothic stuff that I'm into now. I think this was really the first band that had any sort of real gothic feel to it that I really listened to. And I don't know, it's one of those things where it's just so hard to put into words what you like about a band or about songs. It's just the entire package, you know. It's not, like I said, it's not like this is some progressive thing where they're like shredding and doing crazy time signatures and stuff, but there's a lot of intricate parts in it, and there's a lot of play back and forth in the harmonies, not just with the vocals, but also with the different guitar parts, and then the guitar versus the bass, and then it's interesting to hear how the drums work in with it all too. So I am so sad that this band's not still around. They got torn up because like half of them wanted to do one thing and half of them wanted to do another. And like their lead singer went and with I think a few of them and did another band called Ephemeral Sun, which everything I've heard from them is just not good. I mean, it's okay, but it's not very good at all. But their backup singer, she went and formed another band called Todesbanden, and they are really good. They're a lot more like Rain Fell Within, and but they have a lot more like influence from world music than just straight gothic stuff. But they're still really good. But it'll never be Rain Fell Within, and that makes me sad. And the real shock of it all is that they're from Virginia.
What?
And, yeah, like you don't have like really awesome gothic metal bands from the U.S., let alone Virginia.
Wow. Yeah, that's weird.
So
there's hope.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it's I can't say anything more other than that's like my favorite song, and I just love it.
Sweet. All right, last song.
Last song. Yes.
So I picked one by the band Ray. R-A. I just looked up how to pronounce it, but they named themselves after the Egyptian sun god, and I did not know that you pronounce it Ray.
I thought it was Ra.
I did too, but no, it's Ray.
Really?
Which is kind of cool because, you know, like Ray of Sun.
Sure, sure, sure.
Yeah. And this song is called A Poet's Dream. It's off their album Black Sun. And I just really like it for the chord progressions and the harmonies. For some reason, I think they're unique. And it kind of, the way that it's put together just like transports me to another world. And I love music that can do stuff like that. And really, the whole Black Sun album contains a lot of unique chord progressions like that. But this is my favorite one. So here it is. A Poet's Dream by Ray.
Before it attacked into me.
I really like that song.
Yes, me too.
The atmosphere of it's really cool. It's one of those things where I don't know how I get those feelings from songs where it's like it's not exactly the pitches being played or the harmonies or even necessarily exactly the guitar tone or the vocal timbre or anything like that. It's just like all together it has this feel. And yeah. It's something you can't write that, you know, that just mm-hmm. happens from when you're recording it and it comes out. And I really like that a lot.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I really like the timbre of that guy's voice.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Guy's amazing. One of their other albums called From One has a lot more like a Middle Eastern kind of feel. And he does these really cool Middle Eastern sounding runs and stuff. And he's just phenomenal. I would like to see him live.
Are they still together?
Yes. I think I'm pretty sure they are. They went through some weird things with, I don't know, they got like signed to some label and then they ended up putting a bunch of their own money into it and then it fell through and there was a bunch of weird stuff going on around that. But I think as a band, they're still together. Because I'm pretty sure they just released another album.
Mm. Yeah, labels always screw crap up.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they released one in 2009, so I'm not sure. But I know that the lead singer is doing his own project on the side right now.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so I think they're together, but maybe on hiatus for now.
It may be one of those things where, like, the label sewed them up for so many records, so they have to, like, crank out, you know, slave records to the label until they get done with that contract.
Yeah, this Wikipedia says that they're hoping to release another album in Christmas of 2011. So,
oh, cool.
Apparently they're on hold while the lead singer finishes his debut as a solo guy. But I'm going to listen to that too because their lead singer, man, he is awesome.
Yeah, I like the guitars too. It sounded like some 7-string action going on there.
Yeah, maybe. Which is funny that you say that even. Have you ever heard of this band, Donna, called Embodiment?
No.
Well, not their first album, because their first album's kind of metal, death metal type stuff. But they're from their second album on, well, really just their second one, because I don't really know much of their stuff after that. They sound a lot like these guys, sort of.
Yes.
And I think you'd like them. Like, I've seen them play a few times, and they're really cool guys. Like, you know, I talked to them and stuff after the show, and, you know, I think they're from, like, Texas or something like that. But anyway, they're really cool, and, like, it's so funny because, like, the first album's all, like, these screaming, growling, and, like, really heavy stuff, and then, like, the second album has some of that, but it's... some of this too, and then I think the album after that is mostly this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, to give you some reference, my brother really likes that band, so that
cool.
I think you might want to check them out because I think you might dig them.
Adding them to list.
I'll try to send you a link or something.
Yep, so that's the end.
Sweet.
Awesome. I think that I'm going to ruin somebody's crap either next week or next time or the time after that because I'm going to pick something that I know both of you guys are into, but I don't know. It's going to be on my, you know, my tour of my music history. So if one of you guys don't pick that soon, then I'm going to have to, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. So
great.
I'll leave you with that.
Well, that's exciting.
Indeed. All right. Well, until next time, everyone, this is just Donna signing out along with the Hammer K.
Yeah.
And Jordan B. Sanders.
Later.
Bye.
Deuces. You don't know where my mommy shops. But you don't know where my mommy shops.
Get there. This is the final blow.
Bet you don't know.